Coming up at 2:15, Marlon Favorite 2:30. LSU fans, want to hear from you. Your thoughts. I don't hear the...
It's not as bad.
No, look, it shouldn't be. You lost 19 of 22 starters. I don't know what you thought. Now, I didn't know. I didn't expect 623 yards of, you know, KJ Costello coming in and, you know, making Tiger Stadium his home. But you cannot call yourself DBU and give up 600 yards. Can't happen. Just throwing that out.
I thought
that
was going to be a bigger story then. I thought we were going to have a little bit more phone calls on that.
Coach O on the loss.
I told him, put it on me. And when they win, I give them the credit. When they don't, I got to take the blame. I got to get them better. I got to coach better. I ask everybody to look at themselves in the mirror, see what we're doing. Let's get better. Let's stick together as a football team. We got a lot of football left. I still believe we have a good football team. We have a lot of young guys that played for the first time. They got their taste of SEC play. Anytime you play in the SEC, there's going to be great athletes across the ball. You got to win your one-on-ones. We didn't do that tonight.
Sounds like me right there, huh? When I have a good show, it absolutely is me. When we don't, it is absolutely your fault. That's basically what Coach O just said.
The only problem I have with that is, Coach O, that was an unranked Mississippi State team.
Yeah.
And you're going to be seeing a lot tougher opponents throughout the season.
Who?
You know, it's a team called Alabama.
No, they're not.
A team called Auburn.
No, they're barely. You know, Florida.
Florida.
I said 7-3. I still think 7-3. You went 6-4?
6-4.
You're wholeheartedly, you're doubling down on 6-4.
6-4. After doubling what down. I saw, 6-4.
Oof.
Take the money every time.
All right. Wow. That's rough, man. I did see a lot of people tweeting or gifing Joe Burrow.
The Infinity War.
I miss Joe.
What did it cost?
I love you.
Everything.
If the Saints started kind of going sour, are you ready to kind of go Bengal fan?
No.
I'm not kidding you. My neighbors across the street were like, you know, the Saints are done until they get a new quarterback. And literally, by the time he'd had a few Natty, I think it's Bush lights. Guy's yelling at me. I was smoking some ribs yesterday, and he's like, Burrow! So maybe this will be Cincy style.
I don't know. I don't.
Is Joe Burrow on the tie?
No, I don't know. This is a loss to me. I don't really know. We didn't win.
We should have traded it all. I know everything.
We still can.
No way now. Not a shot. By the way, he was sacked 8 times. I said this jokingly 2 weeks ago after that Thursday night game, but I'm being dead serious. We just saw the successful conclusion of a move by a certain agency. Do you know what I'm talking about? A move of a certain agency, the successful conclusion.
Are we going back?
Of Clutch Sports.
That's where we're going with this.
The successful conclusion.
I didn't know we were supposed to the NBA.
Making sure Anthony Davis gets traded to only one team. Yeah. That one. That guy.
Did what they did to bring
Joe Burrow needs to call Rich Paul, beg him to take him as a client.
No.
And say, do your magic. They will have an offensive line in 2 weeks. You'll see 15 stories a week or a day on how the coach is on a hot seat. The offensive line should be fired. That coach makes some trades. AJ Green, name Giovanni, but it doesn't matter. Get that guy. You cannot get. Did you see on one of those hits? It wasn't even a sack. There was one hit that people were tweeting yesterday.
Yes, I saw it.
Where I thought he died.
Come on, he didn't die.
Dude!
He didn't think he died.
Dude! It looked like a Lego character. I mean, you can't... Zach Taylor should be... Again, this is where Clutch would... You would have a guy like Wendy.
Yeah, were you about to say fine?
No, I'm just saying, this is a guy...
Enough with all this.
See, when you go and get Clutch Sports behind you, you don't have to say nothing. You just show up, like LeBron... Hey, I just play.
I don't wish
I just play.
Anybody's
franchise. I just play. And you know what happens the rest of the day, all day? Everyone in the world attacks the Bengals. And Zach Taylor, who after the game said, well, we're trying to figure out what to do about right guard and right tackle. They need every analyst. I'm Joe Burrow, and I want to make it through the season. I'm calling Clutch Sports. I'd have an offensive line week five. Yeah, time to force a trade somebody. Trade something. We got draft picks the next couple of years. Trade something. Give me somebody. Give me a defense. Carson Wentz scored from like the 50-yard line. They should have won that game. He dives it when the quarterback on the other team scrambles for like 20-some-odd yards and dives headfirst into the end zone to send the game into overtime in the final seconds. Shame on you. That team is so bad other than him. It's unbelievable. He's incredible. Didn't he set a record like 13 straight completions or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
How come you didn't tell me that? And he had like a record. The guy's doing records and getting killed. 8 sacks. 8. How about we try something since you think it's no big deal that he got, you know,
no,
8 sacks.
Think it's
well,
a
let's
huge
try
deal.
This. How about Friday,
about.
Marlon Favorite come in studio and get a 3-step running start, not a big one, just a 3-step because he tackle, and just sack you 8 times and tell me how you feel. How about that? I want to know.
My body's different than Joe Burrow's body, I can tell you that.
You guys both set a lot of records today. Are you aware of them? Do any of them mean any more than others? They handed us a whole sheet of all the records y'all set today.
January 13th is the record we're worried about.
Wow!
Oh, the record.
Uh-huh. January 13th. You know what he means by that?
Super Bowl.
No, it's the end of the season. January 13th.
You're right.
I love, I mean, trade it all. This is where I'm at after the Sage Law. Just, I want Joe Burrow. I'm serious. Call Clutch Sports. Let Rich Paul help you.
Stop.
Let him help you.
No.
Yes. He'll have a top receiver. He'll have a running back. He'll have a one of the top guards. They might even finagle a way to get Ramchek out of here. It's Rich Paul. They'll find some way. Come on, Joe. Make the call, dude. Make the call.
You extended your stay on this topic.
No, I'm telling you, I want to see it happen. I want to see Rich Paul show that he can do it in football, too. Bengals will have all pro players by week 6. Just got to make the call. That's it. And sit back and relax. And every First Take show, every NFL live show, every Get Up, every single show will have an NFL analyst blasting Zach Taylor, blasting the offensive line coach. Why are they not trading for him? You know, it would look really good. You'll have those storylines, too. This so-and-so would look really good in a Bengals uniform catching passes from Joe Burrow. Orchestrate the trade for Beckham. I mean, do something. Just make the call to Rich Paul. I just want to see it happen. All right, do we got to get back to the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of lost me after... You know,
well, that's because you lost your quarterback today. I mean, Mitch Trubisky is officially benched, so you got nothing. You lost your boo. He's done.
He's not done.
He's done.
There's going to be a team.
He is done. He was 2-0 and threw a touchdown pass in a game, and they benched him.
There's going to be another team that...
He was undefeated, and they benched him.
There's going to be another
team. He's done.
There's another team.
It's over.
Denver.
Drew Brees trying to find what's missing with the Saints football team. Let's get back to this topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, we've had 2 games in a row now where, you know, these haven't been our best performances. I think both sides of the ball, there's plenty of things that we know we need to work on. You know, the penalties is still a black eye. It was last week. It was again this week. Obviously taking care of the football, you know. I think we pride ourselves on being a team that really takes good care of the football and takes it away. And then just taking advantage of opportunities. You know, some of those red zone opportunities, some of those opportunities to sustain drives, you know, keep drives going. Man, that's complimentary football. You know, I think special teams has been solid. But, man, all those things work together, and that's what helps you get victories.
By the way, he's been sacked 14 times. I can't let it go. 14.
We're talking about Drew Brees now. You just
14.
Played Drew Brees, but now you're going back to Joe.
14. 8 last night alone.
This just in, it just started months ago.
Somebody, please, just somebody put him in touch with Rich Paul. Have him sign with Clutch already.
That's enough. I don't wish a Rich Paul upon any franchise.
Imagine if he had Alvin Kamara. I'm not trying to get rid of Alvin. I'm just saying, imagine if he had a player like Alvin Kamara. Drew Brees on AK's game last
night. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a special football player. You know, he rattled off that big run early on, and then obviously the check down that, you know, turned into a 52-yard touchdown. It's nice when, you know, you've got a weapon like that, that you just get the ball in his hands in space, and he's tough to tackle, and it's kind of a human highlight reel.
That's right, Saints fans that hate check downs, you see? What did Drew just say? I checked it down for a touchdown.
Checked it down.
That's the new phrase around here. Maybe that's a new shirt. Check it down for touchdown. What'd you think? Should I be a new shirt?
No, I saw someone Photoshop.
I like that. Check it down for touchdown.
I saw someone on Twitter Photoshop Sean Payton's playbook.
Oh, no.
Just check it down.
Stop it.
Drew, what should we do?
Check it down. Check it down for a touchdown. You get this.
Kamara with a man miss. Alvin Kamara across midfield, still on his feet. Kamara's got a bunch of room and some blockers. Hurdling a blocker at the 25. Inside the 50. What a run by Kamara, who's all the way in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Wow. 52.
Yeah. I mean, why throw it deep?
Kamara actually had a very long take on what he saw during that, you know, elusive.
Oh, is he back to being the Matrix?
Oh, you should. I mean, this soundbite is amazing.
Really? Okay.
What did you see on that 52-yard touchdown?
The end zone.
Wow.
You saw the end zone.
Check it down for a touchdown.
Wasn't that the greatest soundbite?
The guy
you've
literally
ever heard?
Said, "Give me the ball, I will score." How about McCoy's lead block? By the way, Jordan Humphrey, little Jordan Humphrey, mm-hmm. and Josh Hill, the two last blocks inside the 10-yard line that sealed off the additional guys so Kamara could cut back. Three incredible blocks on that play. Earl, what you got for me here on this Monday, September 28th, sir?
Hey, Gus, how's it going, buddy? I know Jordan's pretty happy with his 3-0.
I'd be happier if it was Mitchell starting at quarterback. That's all I'm really worried about.
Gus, when does college baseball start, man?
Oh, no. College baseball. I'm assuming it's still scheduled to start in February, as of now.
Hey, Gus, how the hell do you give up 623 yards to Mississippi State, man? I mean, it's going to be a long season, man. And Ogeron said that this defense was better than last year. Man, I don't know what kind of drink he was drinking. Kool-Aid.
Purple drink. But, purple drink.
I really don't know, man. And with the Saints, hey, Gus, can we – I know you only can have one number one seed, right? Are we adding more playoffs for the wild card this year? Or, I mean, what kind of record can the Saints – what kind of record do the Saints need to actually get? Because, honestly, Gus, I think Tampa is going to win the South. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I don't even want to tell you, Earl, that November 8th, I want to say what, this past week or this weekend, DeSantis, right, isn't that the governor over there in Florida? He lifted all restrictions on COVID. So my guess would be that when your New Orleans Saints on Sunday Night Football take on the Buccaneers, you might have a full Raymond James Stadium.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Oh, fire the cannons.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You may hear the cannons. Yeah.
Wow, let's go, Gus. Let's go, man.
You want to go?
I mean, let's go. Let's do it, man.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Hey, Gus, can LSU establish this? I know it's one game, Gus, yeah. And I know they're going to get a little bit. Brennan looks shell-shocked, man. I mean, that kid, I think he played a little better. The O-line looks bad. The defensive line. Secondary looks.
You want my honest opinion, Earl?
I want your honest opinion.
This is how you should watch the LSU 2020 season. Enjoy it with your favorite beverage, your grill, however you like to do it, and see you next year. Do it like a Cub fan. Just understand it is what it is. You're not going to win the national championship. You're not going to win the SEC. You may not even be third or fourth in the SEC West. So, you know what? See you next year.
Season didn't matter anyway. Yeah. It was already kind of.
Exactly. You can't even get to the stadium. Exactly. You can't even go to the game. So you know what? Just, hey, it's something for you to watch on Saturday. It's an excuse for you to say, babe, I gotta work. I'm watching the game.
College football? Yeah, go. Playoffs even happening
just
this year?
Just relax. Enjoy with some friends. Drink some beverages. Smoke you on your grill. Don't even, be nice and relaxed.
If we win, we win.
Exactly. Be nice and relaxed, Earl, because it doesn't matter. They're not winning the national championship. We're going to you hope you reload next year. Maybe you have a different quarterback and you just
supposed to reload this year. Look what happened. I don't
know. He may have a new quarterback by week four this year.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, do we win more than six games this year or do we win five or six games?
I said 7-3. Jordan goes 6-4. I think it's in that ballpark. I think they win more than four or five games.
You got Vanderbilt. I was counting Ole Miss as a win, Gus, but dang, look, Ole Miss can put up points.
Again, the SEC West is brutal. You better be ready. Hey, man, I got to hit the break. Thank you, man. Hopefully I'll see you Thursday on the Vinny's,
dude. Have a good week, buddy. Great hearing from you.
Sound good. There he goes. Quick break. We come back. Mike Triplett on the ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
For most athletes, a gradual warm-up has very real benefits and can help prepare the body for more intense exercise. A thorough warm-up helps to increase blood flow to the working muscle, which results in decreased muscle stiffness, reduced risk of injury, and often improved performance.
An effective warm-up has a number of very important key elements. These elements work together to minimize the likelihood of sports injury from physical activity. When warming up, start with the easiest and most gentle activity first, building upon each part with more energetic activities until the body is at physical and mental peak.
The first step towards your best workout is a general warm-up. You want to work for about 10 minutes and end your warm-up feeling well, warm, and sweating lightly. The purpose of the general warm-up is to raise the heart rate and your breathing. This also helps to increase the muscle temperature, which means your muscles are ready for more vigorous activity. The next step towards your best workout is sport-specific warm-up. The warm-up you do will depend on your sport. During this part of the warm-up, you should up the intensity, doing the same movements you'll be doing in your workout or event. For example, football players must work to stretch their hip flexors, quads, hamstrings, calves, trunk, glutes, and upper body. Each and every muscle throughout the body is used to maximize a football player's running, jumping, blocking, and catching potential. This series of stretches can capture each of these movements to better prepare the athlete for his position.
When warming up, start with the easiest and most gentle activity first, building upon each part with more energetic activities until the body is at physical and mental peak.
The first step towards your best workout is a general warm-up.
If you have questions about proper warm-up before activity, please contact the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional at 985-493-4502 or visit us at www.thibodaux.com. If you have questions about proper warm-up before activity, please contact the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional at 985-493-4502 or visit us at www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Question: would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? And would you seat them in a car seat that's not the correct one? Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. More info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From your first sunrise to the sunset of life, we are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Visit socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey Nola, it's Zion Williamson, and it's time to show how we won't bow down right here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
We converts third downs. We struggled to get off the field on some of the third downs. That's my take before looking at the tape, but we didn't do enough of the little things well.
Mike couldn't complete a pass.
Oh, stop it. Mike Triplett from ESPN.com is joining us now to give us his take as to what he saw yesterday evening in the Dome. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, guys?
Let's get right to it, man. I'm actually not panicking today. I'm trying to tell Saints fans there's five teams that are 1-2, Carolina, Detroit, Washington, Dallas joining New Orleans, and I think New Orleans is better than them. There's four teams that are 2-1, and Rams, Niners, got the Bucks in there as well that are 2-1, the Bears. You're going to face them. Only three teams are undefeated, the Packers, Bears, and Seattle. I think it's early. I think the Saints are not their playoff team still, I think, in my mind.
Yeah, look, last night's game, if it had taken place in week one or week two, I don't think would have made anyone panic. Drew Brees looked fine. He wasn't throwing the ball downfield a lot, but it showed, you know. He proved his point about how the checkdowns are the smart decisions, especially every time he threw it to Alvin Kamara last night. Mm-hmm. And it was an efficient performance for him. They mixed in some of the run game. And obviously had a couple of bad defensive breakdowns. But it's just the 1-2 punch of them looking so bad on Monday night and then coming back and dropping another one that they could have had if they didn't let it go in the fourth quarter last night. And we're not used to seeing them from the Saints. They haven't lost two games in a row since they were 0-2 in 2017. So obviously there's lots of reasons to be concerned. But I agree with you that panic isn't the right word, because I could list about 8 or 9 things that have gone wrong, and I don't think we're overly concerned that any of those things is terrible. I think we all think Drew Brees will be a little better. I think we all think the passing game will be better, especially when Michael Thomas comes back. I think we all think the secondary will be better than what we've seen in the last 2 weeks. I don't think the Saints are going to average 90 penalty yards every game. I think Cam Jordan will be a better as a pass rusher, and Marcus Davenport is coming back. So I agree with you that it's not time to panic, but they also don't deserve a free pass. They have played. They have the record they deserve right now.
I agree with you. That's a good way to put it. Mike Triplett, I got about 2 more questions for you here. I know you got to get off here soon, but I look at Cam Jordan as a topic. You brought him up there as well. Not having Davenport, not having Onyemata yesterday as well, kind of makes it easy to sort of game plan in terms of making sure we keep tabs with 94. Yet there's two plays that kept showing over and over again. One-on-one battles, not winning it and running right at them. It almost seems like teams, and I saw the Raiders do it, and they did it last night, Green Bay, they're just going to run at 94 with one guy blocking them and kind of making him try to make a tackle in the run game as opposed to letting him just come and rush you.
Well, and that is not a concern of mine at all. I think Jordan's a great run defender. He had a great run stop on one play last night, and the Saints' run defense has been one of the few things that we're not concerned about after what they did against Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones the last 2 weeks, both of whom were among the hottest running backs in the league the week before. Mm-hmm. But obviously, they do need Cam Jordan to be a little bit of Superman as an edge rusher, which he has been the last 2 years, and he hasn't been so far this year.
When you look at, obviously, the problems on defense, 24 points in the second half. What do you think was the biggest adjustment that Green Bay did, or the biggest issue the Saints sort of had there? Because they went into the locker room leading 17-13.
Look, it was two monster plays for Green Bay. Two ugly monster plays for Green Bay. And even with Aaron Rodgers throwing a 72-yard pass and a 48-yard pass, he had less passing yards than Brees last night, I think, total. So it wasn't every time up and down the field. The pass interference penalties are killers every week. But, you know, they actually had that fourth down stop, the big fourth down stop, did get a couple third down stops, had a chance to take the lead before the Taysom Hill fumble. I think those two big plays made things a lot worse than they otherwise would have been in that game for the Saints defense. But, look, we expect more from the passers. We expect more from the secondary, especially Lattimore and Janoris Jenkins, who I thought would be one of the best 1-2 punches in the league at cornerback, and they were in week one, but that secondary has tailed off the last 2 weeks, no doubt about it.
Mike, final thing for you. How concerned should I be about this offensive line? We saw Andres Pete leave. Ruiz was kind of working back in and out. Sean Payton said that was the plan already before Easton had to come in for good. Is there concern, or is it just, look, this is just what the offensive line's been having to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not great. I know Andres Pete is public enemy number one among the Saints fan base, and he hasn't been off to a great start himself. But obviously, you wanted Andres Pete to play up to his potential this season, and taking him out of the lineup entirely for however long an ankle injury keeps him out. Cesar Ruiz missed time in training camp. Nick Easton is sort of is what he is type of guy. That's not great to be thin and inexperienced at the guard positions. But I don't think that's cause for panic either, but that is going to be an area that defenses are going to attack.
Like Detroit, man, let's wrap up with that. This is a you-cannot-lose game. I know they won yesterday. The Lions did, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a matchup you've got to take advantage of. The Lions have been struggling for a few years now. The Saints need a win. I like the way you worded that. It's not a must-win game because, you know, the Saints could start 2-6 in the first half of the season and still make the playoffs in theory. But it's a matchup you'd really like them to see them take advantage of. And obviously all week we'll be wondering if Michael Thomas has a chance to reappear in this one.
Yep. And Sean Page already said we should see Marcus Davenport. So we'll see what happens there. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep. And Mike Triplett, no way to follow over on ESPN. Covers your New Orleans Saints. Sean Payton on, looking at the film yesterday. And he came to a conclusion that, that's why I'm not panicking. I'm remarkably not panicking today. I think the Saints are still a playoff team. It's the biggest takeaway I have of the first 3 weeks. They're still a playoff team. They went toe-to-toe with, right now, I think the best team in the NFC. With Seattle, perhaps, because of their quarterbacks, though. That's a concern to me. To beat those two, you're going to have to put up some points, and the Saints right now struggling to throw the ball down the field. They just are with Drew. I mean, they just are. Don't watch tonight if you watch two quarterbacks that are going to kill it with the Chiefs and the Ravens on Monday Night Football.
What week do we play?
I don't even want to look. I don't even want to look at that game.
It's the third to last game before we play the Minnesota.
It's December 20th. Vikings could be playing for Trevor Lawrence on Christmas Day, though.
So could the Saints.
That Friday. That's just a weird day to play, right? It's like the only game on that Friday, and then a 3:30. Why not make it Christmas night on a Friday? Why 3:30?
Make it Christmas.
Yeah, make it Christmas night. Everyone goes out on Christmas night.
No.
It's one of the biggest nights out in the bar. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
No, it is not.
I guarantee you
You're so wrong.
Okay, I am not. I'm telling you. Because everyone did all the family stuff during the day. Okay, you're right.
You're right. So wrong.
No, that's
everyone's
right.
Everyone's spending time with their family.
No.
Throughout the day.
No, not at all.
Yes.
Sean Payton, team their own worst enemy.
There. Yeah, look, absolutely. I think, and one of the things I mentioned after the game last night is, you know, you guys, we played a good team. That first half, you don't know. In the production meeting with NBC, they talked about, will this be a high-scoring game? And you know, I've gone into so many different games with an idea of how you think it might unfold, and then quickly you're adjusting, because I thought there were a lot of positives in the first half with how we played that game. We forced field goals. We took advantage of some red zone opportunities. And then, of course, the 2 minute at the end of the half was significant. But then the second half, we weren't as consistent. And that the importance of the film review today and the critique, not only just in the players, but also us as coaches in improving, is going to be critical and vital to our success as we move forward.
Head coach Sean Payton there. We'll have a little bit more. Quick break. We come back. It is time for Big Fave. Marlon Favorite, he's probably not happy. His Tigers lost. I heard him post-game. His Cowboys lost. And the Saints lost. See how he's doing. Let's check in on the big fellow. We come back. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you's AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
Men, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. Low T can help impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Pay Men's Total Health a visit today at 3829 Veterans and get tested. They have on-site labs, so you get results while you're there. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net today.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial auto and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's time for Straight Talk, just like football. You want the best coverage with your wireless network without your wallet taking a hit? Straight Talk Wireless gives you the same nationwide coverage as the big carriers, America's best networks, for up to 50% less. Just $45 a month for 25 gigs of high-speed data than 2G with an unlimited plan. No contract, no mystery fees. Don't get sidelined by weak protection. Get Straight Talk Wireless. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Lonzo Ball, and you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Cam Jordan on Twitter. Jordan, what do you have to say?
Game of inches. We'll clean it up. Full faith in the squad. Let's go. Get in the car. If you're riding the ride. If you ain't. I think he meant if you ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag 24-hour rule.
Could you have read that any more solemn? I mean, my goodness, a little energy, man.
At the first,
you ate lunch, didn't you?
The first part I
you
did.
Just,
the first part I did, and then I just kind of fell
you
off.
You know what you need? Let me here. So three of his teams lost yesterday and Saturday combined over the weekend. Listen to how much energy my man's going to have here. As we welcome in Marlon Favorite. Big Fave 504 is a way to follow him on Twitter, at Marlon Favorite. The podcast, of course, Inside the Trenches. Marlon, how are you today?
I'm feeling
all right.
Oh, no. With you, man. It's Monday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello, somebody.
Oh, no. Wait. Here we go. Well, Marlon, I got to say, I did tune in to the LSU Sports Radio Network and heard your pregame. Heard your postgame breaking it down as well. And you did a good job. Good job. I mean, not that you wouldn't, but it was nice hearing you. We were trying to be positive and talk about it, but Marlon, I don't think a lot of people saw 623 yards by KJ Costello. What happened, dude? Your side of the football. What happened? Help me understand what happened.
Well, Gus, it was a number of things, man. I'll start with the shocking news with Derek Stingley not being able to play due to an illness. That probably sucked the life out of the defense, just to be completely honest with you. And, hey, next guy up. I hear Mickey, he tell me that all the time. Next is about the next man up. And I think in that instance, you have a young Ricks, who I thought for a freshman played pretty good, and you have Flott, which was, I don't know what was going on, and a lot of inexperienced guys. You have, and again, this is at all no way or form or fashion an excuse for that national embarrassment, but at the very end of the day, you have a defensive line with maybe two guys that have any inch of experience, right,
mm-hmm.
on the front line, a brand new linebacker for a brand new defense. You know, we've just switched from a 3-4 defense, so the leadership that we do have, they're more accustomed to that defense. So switching to the 4-3, maybe Coach Pelini, you know, hey, you're back in the big leagues again. You know, that could potentially be a conversation that's had. Mississippi State, and it's another thing too, Gus, that I wanted to talk to you about. Hey, we big LSU. We just won a national championship. We're going to show up and win. Mississippi State came in with a plan.
I think here's the thing too, Marlon, and I think we haven't gotten a ton of calls other than just, you know, some fans, you know, wondering like that kind of performance. But, and I wanted to ask you this specifically because I've asked you this. How long does it take, right? Normally for your legs to get yourself ready to go play and everything. And that be that tough challenge where every single play they're airing it out. I mean, like Leach has said in the past, you don't really have to run the football to win a football game in college. So that's got to be taxing and tiring. You are not used to that kind of cardio that quickly, huh?
In some cases, you're not. You usually get a team that comes out like 50-50. Usually you play outside of your conference. That's the usual norm. No one expected Mike Leach to get to Costello had a historical day on us. No one expected him to come in there and just – it even took Urban Meyer some time to really get adjusted into the SEC. It took, I don't know, maybe two, maybe three years for Florida to really get going on the damn mother. It's one of those situations. I mean, you come in on a defending national champion and – put up 600-some-odd yards in passing. It's a wake-up call. Now, mm-hmm. the legitimate excuse, if I were to use one, and trust me, we don't want to do that, but you have to explain the game. The youth, the young guys out there in the secondary, they were all out there lost. Except Rick, I mean, he was ready to – he had a flash of Stingley in him, right? A D-line that's not getting after the quarterback. You know, one thing we talked about, Gus, and the keys to victory was getting after the quarterback. 10 years mm-hmm. back and go. We're stuck on the line. So, you for your cornerbacks, they don't have any help if you're not getting any pressure. When we got pressure and we affected the ball, we got a sack. We got a forced fumble. And then the ball goes over to the offensive side. Then. I don't know where to start with that one, dude.
Well, there's a lot of people complaining, and again, I just go like this. When you go over 1,000 days from a start, it's going to take you some time. Those first two drives, Miles Brennan, I took some snapshots and sent them some people. I'm like, that guy's open. He's just you got to gain that confidence, apparently, to be able to throw the football to spots, crossing routes, out routes that were there for first downs. But, you know, when you're not comfortable and haven't done it for a while, Marlon, you tend to you, open is after a cut is made and the receiver's running free. You know what I'm saying? That's easy to do that. The anticipation of throwing where the routes are going to be, I just think that takes snaps, so I'm not ready to say that's, you know, not going to be a good starting quarterback. But, look, again, you give up 600 yards, it's hard for me to say that, but at the same time, I can understand some of the criticism.
I can understand it, and with the experience, you know, you don't have this isn't a freshman in his first game. This
Bingo, that's the only reason, right, exactly.
Definitely played in meaningful games before. I just really thought, here's the free Brennan rule, right? One, you have to trust your athlete. You have to be willing, if you throw 4 interceptions, do it the old Jimbo way, baby. Do it old Jameis Winston way. No, I'm lying, don't do that. But give your athletes a chance to make a play on the ball. You saw when he did that for the touchdown to Gilbert. Do that. It's this deer in the headlight theory, right? It's my second thing with Miles Brennan. It's, okay, go through your progression and throw the ball. Carver, your little boy, he wouldn't know if a big guy the size of Mr. Marlin is headed towards him to move. You got to move in the pocket. You have to step up. You have to roll out. Okay, the whole offensive line isn't blocking great. Roll out to the guys to decide where they're blocking well, and right. Then now you're going straight scramble route. all your receivers, they're rolling with you, and you find an open guy to try to make a play in space. Those are the things, and I hate to say it, and this is in no form or fashion comparing, those are the things that Joe Burrow would have did naturally.
Well, right? And that's roll the thing, out. Marlon, not to interrupt you, but it's literally what you're talking about was the first or second drive of that game that I was referring to where he got popped. So I think it was the first drive. The out route past the sticks, 5 yards, wide open. The guy's breaking outside. The ball's delivered on the cut. He's catching it, going out of bounds. It's an easy first down at the top of the screen. His head doesn't even look there. So he's got two routes crossing from near side to far side, or right to left, as he's viewing it. Doesn't deliver the football to a guy wide open. And then he scrambles to the near sideline when the routes are going to the far sideline. So he's scrambling where his receivers can't even really try to find space because they have to reverse their momentum and stop to try to help him. And he winds up getting popped. You know, it was tough to sort of watch because, again, this is a guy that should know the offense, has worked with everybody since Burrow left. I mean, that's probably a play they knew they were going to run. You know what I'm saying? It's like you look at that defense, you see it, you know there's an out route for a first. You got a back coming out the backfield and two crossing routes. That's four options. I don't know. He didn't see it.
He didn't, Gus. And that's when you hear someone say poise in the pocket, awareness, being able to determine where to put the ball. Those are the things he needed this game. He needed this game for a number of reasons,
yeah.
For to get a feel, to have that responsibility, and to also watch this tape. Hey, look at this. Look at Gilbert wide open up the seam. Look at this wide open Terrence Marshall. Hey, hit Trey Palmer on the hammer. Look at John Emery right there in the space in the flat. Hit John Emery. Let him make
it.
Didn't happen. He didn't go through those progressions.
Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least on the I said it was three B's to Brennan, right? The Burrow rule. You don't have to fill those shoes. Not at all. He said it in his press release earlier before the game. He was like, you know, I want to create my own legacy. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I put the Miles Brennan who got in for Danny Edelman versus that guy on Saturday, that freshman would beat out that junior any day. So I do think this is a good correction tape. Coach Ed Ogeron, the great coach he is, said, hey, this one is on me. And you got to make those corrections because in 2 weeks we play Florida. And if things aren't clicking right in that game and something happens to go south, hey, Gus, 2008, my senior year at LSU, I had three quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, look, I said it to Earl who called earlier. How should he handle the season? And I didn't mean this disrespectfully, Marlon. I know every year you want to win and all that stuff. With the way everything is, you don't even have a full Tiger Stadium. It's an SEC-only schedule. You won last year. I told him to just sit back and relax and enjoy that they're playing football. Like, on Saturdays, have your favorite beverage, have some people over, grill, watch the game, and just don't get the blood pressure up, man. You're not going to win the national championship this year. You're not going to win the SEC West. So just relax. Just enjoy that the game is on. If you win, we won. If they don't, hey, you know what? There's next year. And that's how you have to look at it, I think, from this point on. And it's interesting you said that because if I view it like that, then I let everybody play this year. I mean, my quarterbacks play. You have a bunch of young guys there from the North Shore. You know, the freshman there, Johnson's kid. I mean, try everybody. Give them a taste of action because you're not winning it this year. And that's okay. It's okay. You just won a national championship. And next year will be normal. You'll have the spring. You'll do all that. I just think this year, Coach O and them ought to just try to find who's going to be their next core of guys that can make a run. That's what I would do this year, to be honest with you.
It's the best move, and play it out. Fight. We have talent there. You know, play it out, fight. Again, this is one you want to have one of these lost early. You know, that way you can look at your team and give a true assessment. So I'm not, you know, on this Monday, Gus, I'm so glad I talked to you on Monday as opposed to right after the game, right? The dust settled. The game is over. It is what it is. And I think the Tigers are going to this next game at Vanderbilt and handle business.
There you go. Easy enough. You notice what I did strategically as well, too. I left you with about 60 seconds to tell me about your Cowboys and your take on the Saints.
Well, I'll go Cowboys first because it was short and sweet, right? No, I do see a team that's getting better. Dak Prescott, 400-some yards. But you lose to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is definitely on his race to the MVP. And for the Saints, hey, man, I'm kind of looking at them with that LSU glance, too. You know, I'm looking at them from that perspective as well. And I love the fact that Alvin Kamara, with Saquon Barkley being out, with Christian McCaffrey, Alvin is top dog right now. I think he's the NFL's best running back, all-around running back right now. And then last but certainly not least, hey, as a head coach, your job is to win. So whatever you have to do that, you have to do what you got to do. Hello, somebody.
There it is, Jordy. See, hello, that's somebody. That energy I'm talking about there. At Big Faye 504 is where to follow him on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlin on Friday. It'll be a better day, I promise. We'll talk then, sir.
Old Diver.
There he is. Final segment coming up next. You're listening to The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Now you know about Parker Kia's famously low prices, but did you know Kia is the number one mass market brand in initial quality 6 years in a row? Yeah, that means you get a whole lot more when you buy at Parker Kia. Take a look at the new 2020 Sorento SV6, a three-row, seven-seater SUV that comes with standard family favorite features like smartphone integration. Right now, you can take $6,000 off the MSRP. Want something smaller? How about a 2020 Kia Soul LX that you can drive home for just $69.95? Plus, Parker Kia has some of the hottest new models on the road today, like the all-new Kia K5, the evolution of the Optima, but now with more power, speed, and technology. And of course, we have to mention the all-new Kia Telluride, the 2020 Motor Trend SUV of the year. Get a whole lot more at Barker Kia. Shop online at BarkerKia.com. JD Power 2020 award information. Go to JDPower.com/awards for more details. Stock number 20KT277, MSRP 34505, 500 dealer discount, 5500 cash. Stock number 20KT009, MSRP 23885, 85 dealer discount, 2500 cash for cash, plus TTNL. See dealer for details. It's 9:30.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for confidential support.
Ramsey's has 50 showcases full of diamonds and designer engagement ring prototypes that haven't even been manufactured yet.
Other stores make empty claims and empty promises.
Ramsey's makes fantastic deals on fabulous diamond engagement rings.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Any feedback on social media there, Jordan, on our questions of the day?
Yeah, so the first question, Saints and LSU, which loss was worse and why? Mississippi State over LSU 44-34 or Packers over Saints 37-30? Mm-hmm. Breaking Doors over on Twitter says, Saints because they can't get right or out of their way. Mm-hmm. LSU usually takes lesser universities to work out the issues they have. This year, they can't. Carl responds to that over on Twitter. This year, no one can. So that's just an excuse that everyone can use, or no one can use. Carl, I don't think I have enough time to go through.
Wow,
the
that's
whole,
a thread.
The whole
long thread. That's fine.
The
okay.
whole storybook. But
another question of the day.
Saints fans, mm-hmm. give us your game ball. Pat on the back, mm-hmm. and who needs to have a seat next to Coach? Who dat in Tennessee? Game ball, Kamara. Pat on the back, Murray and Sanders. Mm-hmm. Take a seat, Peyton.
Wow.
It's time to turn over play calling to Carmichael for a while.
We want to take away the laminated sheet?
Take it away.
Wow. Wow.
Zimonsta.
Yeah, but we already came up with this whole phrase, too. Check down for a touchdown.
Check down.
Somebody Photoshopped that. It just says check down on the play sheet.
It just says check down.
What do we go to? Check down.
Check down. Check it out.
Zamansta over on Twitter. Game ball goes to Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Easy.
Easy.
Pat on the back, Taysom. Bad break on a momentum-shifting turnover at the wrong time.
I like that. Tough pat one. On the back. The guy's done. He's won games for this team. I mean, it's just tough break.
Seat next to coach. The defense, all of them.
Oh, boy.
Only maybe DeMario gets a slight pass,
yeah.
But he had a hand in not being able to stop these tight ends, too.
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, they were a bunch of love bugs.
Well, you know, he went off sides on the hard count. That's because there's no fans in there.
Yeah. B money. Coach needs to sit next to himself.
Oh, boy.
Charlie, I'm guessing he's going in order.
Okay.
Kamara, game ball. Ruiz, pat on the back. And
nice.
Needs to have a seat next to Coach Lattimore.
Lattimore.
You agree with him on that one. Jeremy, over on Twitter, game ball. Kamara, pat on the back. Sanders, have a seat the entire defense. My name is my name, over on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Game ball, Kamara, pat on the back. Every Saints fan, take a seat, Breeze.
Oh,
Drew Breeze,
oh,
air yards per attempt, season
go.
Rank.
Okay.
2016, 7.6, 28th in the league.
Mm-hmm.
2017, 6.3, last in the league.
Mm-hmm.
2018, 7.1, 29th in the league.
Mm-hmm.
2019, 6.7, 30th in the league. 2020, 4.8. Last in the league. Ranks among qualified.
So what he's saying is the last four seasons, he hasn't exactly been airing it out.
Correct.
And they've won 13 games.
I have had enough.
Oh, no.
On Twitter.
Come on.
I'll give myself the game ball for not watching that garbage.
Wow.
Kudos.
This game was tied at 27 in the fourth quarter. We know that, right?
Are you still talking? Saints fans. What are your top three takes? I think I worded this completely wrong. I'm sorry.
You know,
Saints fans, what are your top
your
takes?
Own question.
Three games into the season. J-Fow, Breeze is done.
No, come on.
Two, Davenport needs to get on the field and be a player the Saints drafted. Mm. Well, I don't think you could trade Davenport for for any round pick.
You don't think
at
so?
At this point.
Bag of beignets?
Yeah, no. I wouldn't even
I can't
trade
even
for
get
that.
A, you wouldn't give me a bag of beignets?
Nope.
Come on.
Three, find a way to have an effective O-line without depending on Andres Pete. I agree. Chip, one, I can't believe the Bears didn't give Trubisky a chance to win his third comeback in a row.
There
two, the Falcons have blown a fourth quarter lead
yes.
of at least 15 yeah. points two games in a row.
Why are we not celebrating that more
two
today?
In a season.
Why are we not celebrating that more today?
Because we Saints lost. You can't really talk when you're down.
Okay.
Three, Saints D looks horrible. Need a turnaround like 17.
Okay.
Be money again.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze is merely a game manager.
Oh, no.
The running game works, but Peyton would prefer to give Cole gimmicky plays. Defense is still questionable. While penalties and undisciplined play have become a Sean Payton staple.
A staple.
They'll hurt more this year since the offense isn't as efficient.
Well, again, it's my number one takeaway. The Saints are a playoff team, not a Super Bowl contender right now. Because I think right now if you play a team with a elite quarterback, I don't know if this team can beat them.
Should I do one more?
One more. And I got to play some Breeze. Hurry up.
Paul, seems to be a